You're listening to the Hour of the Time, the only time that ever was or ever will be. For tonight, you will decide your future and thus our collective futures. Make sure you have pen and paper by your side, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you do not miss one word for tonight. As I promised you several weeks ago, I will read you the statement issued by the command staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, several weeks ago, I told you that I was expecting a statement from the command staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, and that it would probably be received within 2 weeks. Well, it didn't come within 2 weeks. In fact, I did not receive it until November the 10th, 1994, with instructions not to read it on the air until November the 21st, 1994. This statement was received and coded on computer disk. It was keyed. I am the only one in the world who has that key for this particular type of communication. I decoded it on November the 10th, read it, destroyed the printed copy that I had in my possession at that time, stored it on a hidden directory again in its original encoded condition until today. And this afternoon, once again, I decoded this statement and printed it out, and it reads as follows. History has demonstrated that the enemies of liberty hold to the tradition of striking upon holidays to which the whole people subscribe. The strategy of socialism has been to eliminate the leadership of its enemies by kidnap or murder, usually in the dead of night during the period of celebration. It has been generally proven that a population left without leadership will be confused, ineffective, and quickly disarmed. It is the opinion of this staff and our intelligence service that there will be an attempt to bring about the elimination of patriot and militia leaders during the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, or Christmas holidays. Based upon information furnished by intelligence, we believe that an attempt could occur this year. We believe the plan for world government mandates this be accomplished no later than Christmas 1996. The indications are as follows. Mock American cities have been built on several Army and Marine bases where civilian law enforcement, FEMA, National Guard, and elite special forces from foreign countries, as well as United States military units, are being trained in breaking, entering, and house-to-house search and seizure tactics. At least 7 incidents have occurred where multi-jurisdictional, multi-agency, local, state, and federal, including military and foreign personnel, using live ammunition, have attacked buildings in densely populated city neighborhoods in 6 cities. Foreign pilots, including Germans, are being trained by Central Intelligence Agency proprietary companies to identify areas from the air by terrain recognition. Unidentified helicopters of different colors, but predominantly black, with white appearing in recent months, have maneuvered at very low and illegal altitudes over every major city and many rural areas of the nation. Areas in various states have been converted to holding areas or prisons, and several abandoned military bases have been converted to prisons or concentration camps. The new federal transfer center in Oklahoma City is designed to process 1,200 to 1,500 new prisoners per week. The recently passed crime bill allots another $27 billion to build new prisons in America, a nation which already boasts the largest prison population in the world. The same crime bill mandates the death penalty for at least 57 crimes which were not previously punishable by death, and some were never before crimes. Russian and other foreign origin trucks, artillery, rocket launchers, helicopters, and armor, including personnel carriers and tanks, have been sighted and verified from coast to coast and border to border. The totals for this equipment are 312 trucks, including those stockpiled in Mississippi, 16 artillery pieces, 7 rocket launchers mounted on armored tracked vehicles, 63 armored personnel carriers, 51 tanks, and 4 Hind gunship helicopters. Some sightings could not be verified. It is probable that many more exist that were transported and never seen. However, the numbers of foreign equipment touted through the rumor mills have absolutely no basis in fact. The ownership of the trucks stored in Mississippi have been traced to Airmar Resources Incorporated, 07403 Highway 49, Saucier, Mississippi 39574, which is represented by Lusk Shipping Company Incorporated, Houston, Texas. Airmar is owned by Agrinvest International of 8433 North Black Canyon Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85021. Agrinvest is incorporated under the laws of Arizona on February 24, 1992. Article 3 of the Articles of Incorporation for Agrinvest state, initial business. The corporation initially intends to transact business involving overseas joint ventures, international trade, international finance, and real estate investment. Article 11 of the Articles of Incorporation for Agrinvest named the members of the Board of Directors as Fran Clues, Phoenix, Arizona, and Charles Chawafati, Phoenix, Arizona. Article 12 of the Articles of Incorporation for Agrinvest named the incorporators as Fran Clues, Phoenix, Arizona, and Donald L. Myers, Phoenix, Arizona. The statutory agent is listed as Donald L. Myers, Phoenix, Arizona, until July 29, 1993, when the statutory agent changed to Brown and Bain, PA, Phoenix, Arizona. On the Arizona Corporation Commission annual report and certificate of disclosure, AgriInvest lists the character of business as wholesale agricultural products, real estate in the nature of apple orchards, heavy equipment, and military equipment. AgriInvest is alleged by numerous investigators and researchers to have been involved in the Ali North affair and to have extensive ties to the Central Intelligence Agency and the Israeli Mossad. The press has now begun the demonization of the militia. Therefore, by order of the Commanding General of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, effective immediately, militia commanders will, with the failure of the state governors to do so, under the authority of this command and the 9th and 10th article in amendment to the United States Constitution, appoint temporary rank to its members in accordance with each individual's education, experience, and most important, ability to think and use common sense. Remember, you are not paramilitary organizations. You are, in fact, military organizations mandated by tradition and law. Rank will not be appointed by militia commanders to members who currently hold rank in the Second Continental Army of the Republic, but will recognize and honor the rank bestowed by this headquarters. The militia will take immediate and positive measures to protect their leaders, including plans for rescue and multiple escape routes. Every commitment must be made to prevent the capture of your leaders. Every effort must be made to prevent your leaders from being removed from your area of control. Rescue attempts must be mounted as soon as possible after capture. The sooner rescue is attempted, the better the chances of success. In the event leaders are captured or killed, the next senior member will take command and carry on with the first priority of rescue of any captured leader before rescue becomes impossible. The protection and utilization of leadership must, in all cases, be given the very highest priority. An army without leadership is no better than a mob and is quickly dispersed and destroyed. Patriots and militia members, especially known leaders, must not be found at home over the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, or Christmas holidays until further notice. If nothing happens, be doubly thankful. Do not make the mistake of thinking that it will never happen. The holiday you are caught at home may be the last you ever celebrate. You must realize that the jail in which sovereignty sits is the universal commercial code. Let me read that again. I want to make sure that because my mispronunciation or something, that the meaning of this is misconstrued. You must realize that the jail in which sovereignty sits is the universal commercial code. Individual and state sovereignty have been stripped from us under the color of commercial jurisdiction and acceptance of benefits from the federal government. NAFTA and GATT will strip us of our Constitution and our national sovereignty in the exact same guise of commercial jurisdiction and the acceptance of benefits from a world trade or world governmental organization, which will eventually be swallowed into the jurisdiction of a world totalitarian socialist government called the United Nations, and this is not the third of it. Very soon, the militia will begin to receive the direction it needs in the form of legal justification for militia formation, training, and action, including manuals and battle plans. Use these materials as they become available. The value of these items will be obvious when you receive them. The separate militia of the several states must be, in all respects, fully equipped, trained, and ready, mentally and spiritually, to fight the war to reinstate the Constitution of the United States of America to its legal and lawful place as the supreme law of the land within 6 months. You must remember that liberty requires hardship, sacrifice, and eternal vigilance. Those who will not undertake what is required to maintain their freedom do not deserve it and will not long enjoy it. You must maintain foremost in your minds and in your hearts that we stand for liberty with responsibility. Our devotion is to the principle and ideal of liberty and justice for all peoples, protected by those documents known as the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Constitution of the United States of America, and of the Bill of Rights. We have sworn to protect and defend the constitutions of our separate states and the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign or domestic, and for the support of our oath, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we have pledged our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. God be with you, and is signed by the Commanding General, Second Continental Army of the Republic. You will forgive me if I do not mention his name. Well, for the rest of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take calls, and we can discuss what you've just heard, if you wish. Although, I must tell you, I don't know anything more than what I just read you in this statement, other than some of the intelligence, actually a lot of intelligence, that we have furnished to the command staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. I also would like to make clear that the general does not state that we will go to war in 6 months. He says, if I read this correctly, the separate militia of the several states must be, in all respects, fully equipped, trained, and ready, mentally and spiritually, to fight the war. And I would imagine that means whenever we must. But he's giving you 6 months, and 6 months only. And if I were you, knowing him, and I do know him, I would comply 100% to the letter of that order. The number is 602-337-2524. 602-337-2524. I would imagine there's a lot of people out there sitting with their mouths down around their waist. But tonight you've heard the truth of the situation, and I guess he could have put a lot more in here. If I had written this, I would have said a lot more about the conditions in the nation, about the loss of freedoms, about the corruption of the Justice Department and the executive branch of government, about the emerging police state, and probably many other things. So, we'll spend the rest of the hour on the phones, if indeed we have any phones. Let me check this out. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, just this morning on CBS This Morning, had a story on the Michigan militia. They sort of put a spin on it there. They mentioned that it was Paula Dawn that was narrating the video. And they mentioned that the Michigan militia takes a literal meaning of the Constitution. And I teach social studies, and I'm going to show my class the video tomorrow. And my point being is you're supposed to take a literal meaning of the Constitution.
Absolutely. If our founding fathers did not mean what they wrote, I don't think they would have written it. And I know that they weren't practicing any code lessons.
I think even a 12-year-old could understand the silliness of that statement. But also, they mentioned, and I was telling my students about the buzzword they use, like they use cult for the Branch Davidians, they're using conspiracy theorists. And they mentioned that about five times.
That's because the public has been trained that if you believe in a conspiracy, you're some kind of a nut.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But as I have clearly demonstrated on this broadcast, there is no conspiracy. It is all out in the open. It's just that the ordinary person never bothers to look.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, really, I'd have to say from listening to your show, it's really made me think on a different level. And, you know, you can just watch these things, and it's ridiculous. I was laughing this morning, even though it's a serious matter. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, the demonization is in full steam. I've been seeing a lot of articles in the paper, too. And they all mention conspiracy theorists all the time.
Yes, well, that comes as a direct quote from the Anti-Defamation League press release that they put out. Most of these reporters are not reporters at all. In fact, they don't even have half the brain that Rush has after he sits on the other half. they don't do any thinking of their own. They parrot what they get, especially if it comes from somebody like the ADL, because if they don't parrot it, then they're called anti-Semitic, and that scares them to death. So the truth suffers in all of this.
Yeah, well, tomorrow being the anniversary of the JFK assassination, I'm going to show a section of your video, The Sacrifice King, to my students tomorrow, and also the little story I taped off on the militia and everything. So my 12-year-olds are understanding the Constitution better than most adults.
God, I hope so. The future belongs to them. If the young people don't get involved in this fight, and there's not enough of us old folks who haven't been coerced by retirement funds and government paychecks and Social Security checks to fight this battle, then they're going to live their lives as slaves because we failed them.
That's right. So that's really where the future is in the kids. And, oh, by the way, I called before one time, mentioned that my district, my congressional district, is Congressman Jack Brooks. Well, we knocked him out of office after almost 40 years.
And I congratulate you for that.
Well, finally, some people around here are waking up. So, hey, thanks a lot for your show.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that was a great victory for the district in Texas that ousted Jack Brooks after he made the statement in Congress, not realizing that there was an open mic there, that if it was up to him, he would have just gone in and burned out the Branch Davidians right in the beginning instead of waiting until the end. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I have an interesting article that was in the Gainesville Sun Monday. That was today.
Turn your radio off. Right off the bat, turn off your radio.
Okay, just a second.
Folks, don't ever call a radio program or station or anybody who's broadcasting.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get you right away. But here in Ocala, hello?
I'm here.
Timothy Ray Kelly is a family man, churchgoer, dislikes taxes, thinks government meddles too much. But Kelly goes further. This is the Associated Press. But Kelly goes further. He just spent 3 weeks in jail for defying the state's right to regulate such things as driving. Authorities said Kelly belongs to a growing group called Guardians of American Liberty, whose members say they are American but are not part of what they call the bankrupt United States of America Incorporated. Since 1993, more than 300 letters have been sent to the State Attorney General's office in Tallahassee by people announcing they have U.S. citizenship and are severing ties with state and federal governments, office spokesman Joe Bizarro said. It wasn't clear whether all the letters writers were associated with the Guardians, but they seem to have the same philosophy, Bizarro said. Kelly, a 34-year-old politician, was convicted of driving without a license or proper vehicle registration. When stopped by a sheriff's deputy, Kelly showed him a homemade license that said that he had sovereign authority to operate an automobile under the auspices of the U.S. Constitution. Marion County Sheriff's Inspector Dennis Wickling said the sheriff's office is not investigating the Guardians, but is making deputies aware of them in case they encounter members during traffic stops. Not that they are violent or anything, Wickling told a newspaper for a story Sunday, but they are breaking some of the laws that we're supposed to enforce and uphold. Guardian members say states have no authority to regulate such things as driving, and that only the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and common law can do that. The group has also attracted the attention of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. We're starting to see more and more of these types of groups, and we're trying to decide whether we need to take a closer look, said Ralph Val Boom, FDLE special agent in Tampa. I think it really started with the opposition to federal gun legislation. Well, I think there's a little, I think he's a little bit short-sighted there, but authorities say Richard Mooneyhan, 42, a minister at Calvary Baptist Church at Citra, north of Ocala, is the group's leader. Mooneyhan decides that, but says the group's philosophy is real. We follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We are against any government control except by the people. Mooneyhan said the United States went bankrupt in 1933 when President Franklin Roosevelt sold its gold and silver supply to bankers in other countries. He said the government has operated since under a state of emergency that has suspended the Constitution. I don't know what he is talking about, said David King, a public policy professor at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. I'd say it's out of right field. It's clearly not in the field of reality. Kelly, sentenced to 120 days in jail, was released Friday after 3 weeks after he agreed to get a state driver's license and register his car. I think I proved a point that I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in, he said. Marion County Sheriff Ken Ergel issued a memorandum to deputies on how to deal with the group members. They're going to be treated just like any other citizen who doesn't have a driver's license or tag, he said. End of article.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how the sheriff and all those law people know what the law is when they don't study it.
It's obvious from the article they don't understand it either.
Well, it's very true that over 96% of all the law schools in this country, the Constitution is not on the required reading list, nor do they teach the Constitution or common law. They teach what's called statute law, which is a perversion of the law, and without the Universal Commercial Code and the declaration of a state of emergency, they could not practice that law. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
The number is 602-337-2524. You know, folks, on my speaking tours around the country, sometimes there are some pretty big brain lawyers sitting in the audience, and afterwards they always come up and they want to know what I'm talking about. They're absolutely lost. And when I sit down and show them, or when I can steer them to an expert because I can't be there long enough to show them, I have never failed to get a letter or some kind of a communication from them thanking me for turning them on to the real law, which is what they thought they were devoting their careers to, but actually have been perverted in the law. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Ken from New Jersey. Just got an article here. Mobilization exercise set for Fort Dix. Informational checkpoints will be set up. 8 access areas to the Army post.
Wait a minute. I can't understand the word you're saying. You have to pronounce your words really well.
I'm sorry. It was Fort Dix up here in New Jersey. Was set as a mobilization exercise set for this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave out pamphlets to the motorists. They closed roads down all around, you know, the base and things like this. And also, with the accompanying the article was Fort Dix looking to share its resources with the local townspeople. And Petrucci said that the base commander said such sharing also would be mutually beneficial to post in all surrounding towns through an exchange of services and fees. I have quite a recreation compound out here, and it costs communities a lot of money to build their own. Seems like they're trying to groom the people that, you know, accept the Fort Dix's recreational area.
No, they're trying to groom the people to accept the military as a part of the governance of their community.
Correct.
And eventually, the military will take over as the police, and police forces will become a part of the military. You'll see that happen. There will be a police state just like there was in socialist Germany under Hitler. And it's about time we stop calling them Nazis and start calling them what they are. They were socialists.
Socialists is correct. And you know, we have people up there that, you know, they're in our unit. We're checking this out this week, but I haven't got with them just as yet for the information to come back. But the thing is, I've got photographs of Fort Dix, and all it is a prison outside of the old it was like the boot camp.
I was waiting for you to get around to that.
And it's for keeping people in, not keeping people out. Barbed wire is on the inside.
That's right.
And I have, you know, total photographs and documentation of all this, and we have not seen it when we have been up there. But
yeah, isn't it incredible? If the government doesn't think we have enough people in prison when we have the largest prison population of any nation per capita in the entire world.
Right. And you know, but there's nobody in there, in the prison.
Well, there's going to be. They just allotted $27 billion more to build more prisons. And these sheeple are sitting out there thinking, oh, goody, we're going to have law and order again. Yep, you sure are.
I kind of tally for that.
Hitler had law and order, too. Boy, the trains ran on time, but everybody was scared to death, and a good portion of the population ended up in labor camps, and you never knew when somebody was going to shoot you in the back of the head or your family was going to disappear in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good night.
Good night.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, through the ocean, wide with fog.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, and in fact, you would not be listening to this broadcast without the patriotism and loyalty of Craig Smith and all of the people down there in Phoenix who run Swiss America Trading and who do such a good job and are so good with all of you that call and want help with your economics and your savings and what are you going to do about the future, knowing what's coming. And they're honest. And they've given me their pledge, and because of that, I've given you my pledge that nothing bad is ever going to happen to you dealing with Swiss America Trading. They have a buyback policy, one of the few in the country that does. They've been in business for many years. I think it's 12 years now. Others come and go. Others get caught cheating the public and stealing. Some stick it out for 3 or 4 years, and then they disappear. Some other ones have been in business just as long or more than Swiss America Trading. But you have to understand, there's a difference between dealing with just anybody and dealing with somebody that cares about you, that believes like you believe, that's willing to give you a buyback policy, that records everything so that there can be no misunderstandings. And believe me, they record everything, which means if they try to cheat you or misrepresent or lie and get caught, they're going to jail. It's as simple as that. And if they do it to my people, I'll make sure that they do. But they're not going to do that, folks. They won't do it. They're good people. Gold, silver, platinum, precious metals in their various forms have been the only money, real money, and believe me, under the Constitution, it is the only real money that's ever existed that has maintained its value no matter what. See, money has to be a commodity that besides its use in the exchange of goods and services, must have a real value of its own. Without that, money doesn't last. It continually loses value until the sheeple that have been using it realize that it's worthless, and then it dumps. And I mean dumps. So call Swiss America Trading now. Put yourself in the driver's seat of your future. You see, there's going to become a day when nobody will even give you the time off their watch for a Federal Reserve note. That day will come. And if you haven't prepared by making sure at least a part of your assets are in real money, according to the Constitution, gold and silver coin, and according to the law, gold and silver coin are the only real money of this republic. So call 1-800-289-2646. Ask them how they can help you prepare for the future. If you have an idea of your own, field it to them. Let them know what it is. They'll bend over backwards to help you realize your goal. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Folks, and do it now. You know, we all tend to procrastinate, and I'm just as guilty as you are. So call now before you forget or before you put it off, because nobody knows when this is going to happen. Not me,
not you, and we're not in any position to be guessing. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now.
Of a country road on the wind it comes to call, and it sings in the farms and the factory towns, and where you think there'd be no song at all. And the words are the words that our father said as he whistled down the years, and the name of the song is the name of the dream, and it's music to our ears. America, America. And the dream goes on. America, America. And the dream goes on.
Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Listen, you know, I'm Korea veteran, era.
Uh-huh.
And, 63, retired. Arthritic, and you got to let the people know what our responsibilities are. I mean, we, you know, guys in my position who really can't move along with a militia unit in a tough scuffle are going to have to know that there's got to be a delay in action on our part, and we're just going to be wiped out. So, you know, people have to know what's going on. As far as, you know, if they don't own any weapons, then they're going to have to do something to delay whatever, by whatever means, the enemy, if you want to call it that.
Well, that may be true, and some people may decide to take that role, and that, of course, will be their decision or their commander's decision, if they have one. There are also other roles that people in those situations can effectively fill. Blind people, people who cannot walk but are in wheelchairs, the elderly. There are many, many good and important roles that these people can play, and I'm not going to discuss exactly what those roles are over the air, and neither should you. But I think anybody, if they sit down long enough and think about it, can figure it out. And I think that the militia commanders across this country will be assigning some of those roles to people who want to fill in that capacity.
I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
And God bless you too, sir, and thank you for calling.
Right. Bye-bye.
Korea is the war that nobody ever talks about, but it's one of the most bitter, most devastating war that our armies ever fought, folks. And if you don't know anything about it, you ought to look into it, especially the part about the Chosin Reservoir. Good evening. You're on the air.
God bless, Mr. Cooper. This is Dave from Oklahoma.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, just a couple of things that I was thinking about.
Dave, you got a nasty buzz on your phone line.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a cheap wireless. Here, is that a little better?
No.
Okay, is it tolerable?
Can you get to a regular phone?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that right quick?
Okay, I'm right here.
Folks, don't call in on those portable phones.
It's a cheapie.
Well, even the good ones
here,
don't work very well for radio.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Excellent. Yeah, a couple of things that I've been thinking about that I've been wanting to kind of get your insight on. I just finished reading Vultures and Eagles Quietly. Awesome book.
it is.
I'm getting ready to implement some of the things that are in the book. And I've heard on some of the shows that you've done in the past that sort of sparked my interest. One was especially Conduct in Court. I recently had the opportunity to go to court over a case that the city that I lived in filed against me, and I won my case. Part of it was due to some things I'd heard on your show, like two nights before I had to go and sign some documents. You did the show where you mentioned Oh, UCC 1-207.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had the opportunity to write that above my name, All Rights Reserved Without Prejudice. Kind of freaked out the people in the court.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
Oh, she ran back and showed it to the city attorney, and he said something that I couldn't really hear, but they allowed me to do that.
He probably said, oh!
Yeah, get this guy out of here, or leave him alone.
Yeah.
And I also had the opportunity to state that in court before the judge.
Yeah, you didn't hear what I said because I turned off the voice pot.
But yeah, I heard the, oh, and it went down.
Yeah.
But things like that would be real good. It might be something that you could do a series on. Conduct in sports.
Unfortunately, that's not the focus of this broadcast. My focus on this broadcast is to let you know what your status is and how you've been taken for a ride, and then sort of direct you in a manner so that you can begin to learn those things either on your own or with the help of experts that live in your area.
Well, I learned a few things. Of course, I went to the library and hit the books and had my wife go over to the library at the university here, and she hit the books.
Well, I think that's marvelous, and I'm really flattered and pleased that it was this broadcast that turned you in that direction.
Well, it was really. Something else, too, in regards to the militia and things that are happening in the country right now. Well, of course, I was sitting here listening to your broadcast. I was sitting here cutting the patches off of old BDUs that we bought that we're going to use with our militia, which is basically our family.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few people that I've known long enough that I would feel confident to work with them in a militia situation, but we haven't really gotten that far yet. I also know lots of people that would just love to be involved in something like that, but I don't really trust them. Just recently went to the gun show in Oklahoma City this past weekend. Oh, there's a man up there that's got a great setup, and he sells books and tapes and videos and stuff. He had probably 15 or 20 of a series of videotapes that were done by Mark from Michigan. And I saw those. And,
oh, Mark's getting rich off the sheeple, isn't he?
Well, I saw those, and it just said Mark. And I asked him, I said, is this Mark from Michigan? He said, yeah, it is. You want to buy some? First thing he told me was, he said, well, I've got these, and they're $20. And I said, well, are these the same tapes that the other man over at that other table selling? He said, yeah, they are. They're $20, but I got bootlegs I'll sell you for $15. That kind of tipped me off.
Well, he's making them under the table and ripping off Mark.
Yeah, well,
Hey, that's patriots, man. I found out that's patriots everywhere. They won't spend a nickel to save the country, but they'll spend $500 to rip somebody off.
Well, there's so many people out there that I feel are sincere in what they're doing and sincere in what they would like to see our country come to. It's just, I guess, embarrassing and sad in a way to see people be deceived by people that should be upstanding.
Yes, it is.
Patriots. Like the recent elections, you know, I've talked to a couple of people that were just really excited. Oh, isn't it great? You know, what just happened in the election? And I said, well, it'll be great if they go back and repeal the Brady Bill. That would be great.
Politics with this two-party system is just like a wrestling match.
They spend
a lot of time before the microphone calling each other names and telling each other what they're going to do to them when they get into the ring.
Right.
They get in the ring, and they put each other in headlocks and throw each other around the ring, and one guy wins, and then afterwards they go out and have a few drinks and talk about how they fooled the people with all their stage ability and the fact that the guy that was going to win was decided before the match ever started.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just
these bleachers full of people just yelling and screaming, just loving this stuff. They think it's real. And that's exactly what happens in Congress. It doesn't matter whether Democrats or Republicans are voted into office. The outcome is going to be the same.
Right. Well, it's like I was telling this fellow, well, I'd be excited if they abolished the Federal Reserve System. That would make me excited.
Yeah.
You know, but just because a bunch of Republicans were elected, I mean, maybe that's going in the right direction, but It's the outcome is what matters.
Well, it's going in the right direction only if you want to be a slave under fascism.
Right.
It's going in the wrong direction if you want to be a slave under Marxism.
Well, that was something on your show the other night that sort of enlightened me a little bit, I think, because they're basically two systems of fascism, and the end result is basically the same, it seems like, but one is fascism where...
One is more fascist or like National Socialism
was,
where there's going to be a marriage between the corporation and the state.
Right.
As the Republicans represent big business. There'll be a marriage between the corporation and the state. Small business will be legislated out of existence, either through too many taxes or too many bills for health care for employees or something like that. Small business will disappear. There will be one company that controls all the airlines. There will be one company that controls all the widgets, one company that makes all the stoves for the kitchen, and so on and so forth, just like there was in Nazi Germany, and everybody else will be slaves of this state and this corporation. And under Marxism or the Democrats, it will be more like communism was, only there will still be allowed a certain amount of capitalistic achievement simply because they know a communist economy won't work. And so you got your choice between those two, unless you want to jump on board the Constitution Party and help us just kick butt and clean house, because we're going to do it if we possibly can get enough people to join us. And by the way, on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'll be in Phoenix, and I'll be speaking on the 10th. And I don't have that with me, so I'll give you that information tomorrow night.
Okay.
Also, this weekend in Washington, there's going to be a protest rally at the west steps of the Capitol against GATT. So if you're anywhere or in any position where you can get there, it'll be starting at noon, November 26th. That's this Saturday, noon, November 26th, on the west steps of the Capitol. And if Liberty Lobby or Tom Valentine shows up, you can bet your boots it'll be turned into an anti-NAFTA rally or some stupid thing like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess where I was originally coming from, thinking that you might think about doing a show or two about the, like, conduct in court and that sort of stuff. It probably is best if people...
Well, you're beating a dead horse because I'm...
themselves.
No, you're beating a dead horse because I'm not even going to get into that. The goal of this program is to wake up America and try to save liberty before it's too late.
Right.
If this country falls, the freedom for the world falls, and all of that, all of the cul-de-sac stuff and the individual things, you're going to have to work out on your own.
People just have to not be intimidated.
Well, that's right.
That was one thing that your show and the couple of shows that you did regarding those things helped me with, was to not be intimidated, because it's a very intimidating process.
Sure it is.
And I even consulted with a lawyer that I've worked with and who's sort of big around here, and I told him that, and he said, well, Dave, it's supposed to be intimidating.
That's right. That's how they control it. Ask the lawyers. They're more intimidated by the judge than you are. I got to let you go. I got to let somebody else get
in. Hey, Michelle says hey.
And thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. And hey, Michelle. I haven't seen you guys for a long time. 602-337-2524. If you want to get your comments here on the as we go toward the end of the broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I'm just wondering. I was traveling on a road in Texas today, and I seen a FEMA storage facility. Are you familiar with them?
They're all over the country, and they have thousands of trailers in these.
Yeah, I was wondering. I mean, why so many trailers? I mean, what?
Because when they
run out, excuse are they giving for them?
Well, they say it's because in case a hurricane hits, but ain't no hurricane in the world ever going to hit that's going to need that many trailers for anybody.
This way, I guarantee you there was hundreds of them.
Well, I know that. There's not just hundreds. There's thousands of them in different places all over the country. And because when they finally bring this about, if they're successful at knocking out the Patriots, militia leaders, and militias, then they will be moving and relocating whole populations, whole towns, whole cities, whole communities. And that's what those trailers are for.
I was wondering about that. I mean, if anybody wants to see one, there's one on Highway 180 coming out of Dallas.
Yeah, and you'll also notice, if you look hard enough, that those are ready-made, already set up concentration camps with the housing there, all arranged neatly in rows, ready for people to occupy them.
That's right. Just as tight as they can pack them.
That's right.
One right after another. I was just wondering if you'd seen any anywhere else.
Let me
tell
you.
That was the first time I had seen them. Somebody had told me about it, so I made a point to go by there.
Even if we don't see things, we're usually the first people to find out about it from the people who do see them.
Okay. All right, and
but don't ever let that stop you from reporting anything or sending us a fax or a letter about something that you've seen, because you may be the first one.
All right, and that stuff from I talked to you about the other day about Melon from the rally in San Antonio is on the way.
Good.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Oh, by the way, somebody out there who knows John Hamilton, tell him, please don't send us another fax. This guy has been running us through reams of fax paper. If you got that much material to send us, folks, put it in the mail. If you know John Hamilton, you know his phone number, call him. Tell him, please stop. Okay? Put it in an envelope. Send it in the mail. There's no sense in him running up his phone bill. He must have spent hours faxing us stuff. And we're going through reams of fax paper here. And that's not productive, folks, unless it's an emergency that stuff has to get here that quick. Don't do it, okay? Good evening. You're on the air. Well, you've got the microphone. Well, there's another little coward, folks. Coward socialist. I gave him a chance to laugh and talk and make a fool of himself, and he certainly did that. He also had a chance to say something constructive or support an argument that he might have to favor his viewpoint. But what did he do? He did what all the little children do. He pooped in his little panties, and he went off to play with the children. 602-337-2524. By the way, little feller, if you'd like to call back, I'll let you talk to the world and let the world see just exactly what kind of a pea brain you have. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, please, don't even bother with that guy, man. Anybody who called might even give his name or even talk to you. He's got no coverage anyway.
Well, I know that, but if I don't see, then they accuse me of not being fair to the other side.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Whatever. But I got a couple of questions for you. Number one, okay, is that I'm at chiropractic school right now, so I'm studying, you know, I'm studying to be a doctor, and I'm very interested, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm very interested in what you have to say, but I found myself so busy in my studies in medicine and anatomy, physiology, and all that I don't have the time to pursue, you know, to check out the things you tell us to check out.
That's okay. Pretty soon you will, and then it'll be too late.
Okay, but pretty much, I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen, I've read a lot of books. I read a book called New World Order, which obviously I don't like the author or the, you know, but I believe what you're saying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the need at this point to check it out, but I wanted to let you know, because you mentioned that the only way you could be cognizant of these facts is to check it out, but I don't necessarily agree. I think just looking around sometimes you could really see what's going on. You don't have to check out every little detail, you know, at least the general populace doesn't, and you know, it's not that I'm saying...
No, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. You don't have to check out every little detail, but unless you check out the major points in the documentation and the things that are really important, there's always going to be this nagging thing in the back of your mind. Is Bill stringing me on? Is this some kind of a con? Is he just another puppeteer? And I don't want you to think that. I want you to know, and the only way you're going to know is go to a library, especially a federal depository library, and look this stuff up. You'll find that nothing is hidden. These guys are so confident and so arrogant that we're all a bunch of stupid animals that they don't hide anything anymore.
Well, looking at CNN, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I see these debates.
Should have been obvious when Ted Turner married old Commie Jane. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and they keep saying the vets have forgiven her. That's bullshit. None of us have forgiven her, and none of us ever will.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Also, the other question I had for you is it seems to be that I realize you're taking a very secular approach, which is interesting also.
To be fair.
Right, but I get the feeling the leanings of the people there are Judeo-Christian. The reason that I'm wondering is, like, I read, you know, according to the Bible, all this stuff is inevitable. According to Revelations, and I'm not going to quote chapter and verse, I'll leave that to the preachers, but according to the Revelations and according to a lot of the other major prophets in the Old Testament, all this stuff's inevitable. Now, my question to you is you know, all the militias, it seems like a great idea, but do you think in a sense that we're in a sense, defying the fact that all this is inevitable and maybe we should be laying up our treasures in heaven and not necessarily in silver and gold? I mean, that's... you know, what's your opinion about that?
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. You must make a choice, and you must fight evil wherever you find it, or you will not be allowed to lay up any treasures in heaven. That's what I believe.
But again, the question would be, is fighting evil on its own terms, meaning gun to gun, the way that...
Let me tell you, a lot of Christians died in the Roman circus, being hacked up by gladiators and eaten by lions, on their knees, praying, believing every second that Jesus was going to rescue them.
But did they believe that Jesus was going to rescue them, or did they believe that their death was going to, you know, make them, their martyrdom, rather?
Do you remember any of them?
Do I remember it?
Do you remember even the name of one Christian that was fed to the lions?
No, not off the top of my head, but I'm thinking more in terms of...
There's the answer to your question.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Who do you remember?
Well, I think we're talking more...
No, who do you remember?
Well, the apostles, specifically.
You remember the ones who went out and took the chances and preached and took the danger and fought, and those are the ones you remember.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good... See, like I said, my biggest problem in terms of this whole debate is not whether or not I believe it's happening, but my biggest problem is whether or not I should be involved in fighting on a militaristic level, which I'm strong, I'm young, I'm capable of doing, or should I fight on a spiritual level? You see, that because we are waging war against spiritual forces, because I believe that the satanic forces behind this new world order are the driving force and not the people. I don't happen to think mankind is all that creative to dream this stuff up. I think it was given to us by, you know.
Oh, don't cut man short. Man spends most of his life being creative and figuring out how to screw his neighbor and steal this. Get a raise and a paycheck and chop the guy sitting next to him so he doesn't get the promotion, but the guy that chops him gets the promotion. Don't cut people short on this, because if you take people out of the picture, evil ceases to exist. You don't find evil emanating from the earth or from the forest or from the animals or from the trees or from the sky. It comes from the hearts of men, and if Satan lives, that's where Satan lives, nowhere else.
Of course.
I got to go. We're out of time.
Okay, no
problem.
Thank
you for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good night, folks, and God bless you all. I will read this statement from the 2nd Continental Army of the Republic again tomorrow night. If you missed it tonight, don't miss tomorrow night.
And I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, wearing each sign of my dream. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I'd rather stand up next to you than it meant her until today. But there ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Tennessee, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we say.